We turn now to the criminal case against Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman. They are the two associates of Rudy Giuliani who have been charged with campaign finance violations. Their case was back in federal court today in Manhattan. NPR Justice correspondent Ryan Lucas was as well. He joins me now from New York. Hi, Ryan.
Hi there.
So you were in the courtroom this afternoon. Were Parnas and Fruman there?
Parnas was in court. Fruman was not. But Parnas walked in with his wife on his arm. Fruman was not there, as I said. He's been excused, as have the other two men who have been charged as part of this case. In court today, the government said that it is working its way through what it called a voluminous amount of material. We're talking things that the government has acquired through subpoenas. So phone and bank records, information from internet service providers, witness statements. Mm-hmm. Prosecutors said that totaled to, you know, thousands of pages worth of material. The government is also still working through materials seized through search warrants. Prosecutors said that they had 14 electronic devices in total that they had taken off of Lev Parnas, another 10 or so from Fruman. The government said it was working to access the information on those devices. The FBI is involved to get information off of those because prosecutors don't have passwords to access this information.
Uh-huh.
The big headline here, though, is that the government says it is still investigating and that it is likely that more charges will be brought in connection with this case.
Ah, okay. More charges likely. What might that mean for Rudy Giuliani?
So remember, Parnas and Fruman were working with Giuliani to set up meetings and collect information in Ukraine on former Vice President Joe Biden and Democrats. And we know that Giuliani and his ties to Parnas and Fruman are being scrutinized. Giuliani has said that he was paid some $500,000 by a company set up by Parnas for consulting work. Now, Giuliani was not implicated in the indictment against Parnas and Fruman, but a person familiar with the case tells me that subpoenas that have been issued in connection with this case have mentioned things like wire fraud, money laundering, and possible foreign lobbying violations. That suggests that investigators may be looking very directly at Giuliani. For his part, of course, though, Giuliani has repeatedly said he has done nothing wrong.
Meanwhile, Ryan, how does this play in with the House impeachment inquiry, which, of course, is moving full steam ahead? Does Parnas and Fruman's work for Giuliani in Ukraine, has that been an issue in court?
Well, it came up today in the sense that Parnas's attorney, Joseph Bondi, said that Parnas would like to comply with a subpoena that the House has issued for documents and testimony. The materials that the House wants were seized by federal agents, though, here in New York as part of this investigation. Prosecutors said today that they will return those items when they're done with them. They don't have an objection to Parnas providing them to Congress.
Mm-hmm.
The presiding judge in the court in the case said he doesn't have a problem as well.
It's NPR's Ryan Lucas in New York. Thank you.
Thank you.